So right here on the best mix of music, 90.4 Capital FM. How are you doing? It's an absolutely fantastic afternoon. The weather is looking great. Solo, you're looking great. Martin Karaoke, you're looking great. Everybody's in the studio. We're looking great because we've been graced by greatness.
Uh-huh.
Oh yes.
And we spoke about having a guest in the studio.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we told you it's not our ordinary type of guest.
Yeah.
We're actually bringing you somebody of a caliber.
Yes.
We've not brought you before.
We call it good talk.
Yes.
Yes.
Now you've heard about the gentleman. You might
talk.
Have seen him on TV.
Yeah.
You might have read about him. But we decided, you know what? Why not bring him into the studio
And
get to find out the man behind the name.
Yes, the man. Mm-hmm. And of course, we'll hand it over to Martin Karaoke with his famous first liner. Martin, over to you.
Okay. Okay. So, Martin, very quickly, yes. The question, the very big question,
yes,
is who are you?
Yes.
Who am I?
Yes.
Okay. This is Tim Wanyonyi, a very down-to-earth man.
Mm-hmm.
And I relate well with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. One thing I've learned in life is that everybody has a value.
Mm-hmm.
And you can never look down upon a man when he's still alive, because he can change and become somebody else.
Yes.
Yes. I know very well that one time I never dreamed I can be an MP of anybody, but there I am. I am an MP for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So as Lobita says, every dream is valid.
So take us back to the beginning. Where was he born? Where did he live? How did he grow up?
Tim was born in Bungoma County, in a very small village called Mukwea. And I was brought up there. I went to school, primary school there. I went to high secondary school in a school called Kibabi High School. Now it's called St. Mary's. There's a Kibabi University now within the same place. And from there, did my A-level at Nairobi School. In Nairobi, that's how I met my entry in Nairobi.
Ah, hold on.
You were in Patch.
In Patch.
Yes.
You were in that school, up of the game. That's why you're the MP for Westlands. Anyone of note that you were in school with?
In
Nairobi School?
That is where it started.
That is where it started.
Yes.
Is there anyone of note you were in school with in Nairobi School?
Yes. I remember my rugby captain was Edward Rombo.
Yes.
Yes.
Ah, fabulous.
So you were there with Kina KT and
if you're in Lenanas in Nairobi School. Let us we know many people who've been through Nairobi School. Sorry for saying Lenana, but they are known to be very mischievous sometimes.
Yes, the Pacherians.
Yes.
The Cambrian.
How were you in high school? Were you? We know that high school were the formative stages of life for many of us.
Uh-huh.
We learned a lot of things that have formed who we are today. What are some of the biggest or the best memories you have of high school?
One thing, you know, I came from a rural school to Nairobi School.
Uh-huh.
And I found almost a cultural clash because it was at its own level. And Nairobi School, like A-levels were like teachers. They were, status were very high.
Mm.
We even used to have something called academic tea.
Oh.
We used to have, you literally don't do anything because young boys are the ones who run something called threat.
Uh-huh.
They go and collect your laundry, they take it, they bring it back, they make sure everything is ready.
Uh-huh.
You come and in the evening when people are studying, you go and relax somewhere, have something called academic tea and all that and on. And again, also, there are many things like the houses are separated. Juniors mm-hmm. are different,
mm-hmm.
the seniors are different. And when you are prefect, it's even much superior and better.
What house were you in?
And I was in Elkon.
Ah, okay.
I was in Elkon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, I reached there. For the first time, I was introduced to rugby by Edward Rombo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I played rugby at the end of the day. I was one of his best players.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So let me ask you, at this point in time, what was your favorite meal
In Patch?
Food wise.
Pudding?
On Sunday, yeah, we used to have breakfast. Oh. And that breakfast used to have eggs, sausage,
eh?
And blah blah. So many people, even those who had gone home on whatever on Sunday,
come for breakfast. Are you serious? I mean, that was a breakfast for kings.
Yeah, man. Wow. Well, we are talking to the Honorable Tim Wanyonyi, MP. Yes. Westlands is also vying. I will find out more about him, the person. We're having a chat here, yeah, on the Boys Live on 90.4 Capital FM. The best mix of music.
Capital FM. I was just thinking loudly, gentlemen, about Mashimeo. When he first heard this song, where was he bopping his head?
Yes.
You know, because, you know, we're doing the 90s, and the 90s, what he was telling us was the 1980s. When he talked about sausages and whatever,
eggs. And he was in Nairobi school. Nairobi school. So, so Peter Pogi Ndonga, I'm sure you're excited, mad.
But Peter Pogi did not enjoy sausages.
Might have, I'm not sure. Pacha, I know, is a different school. Eh? So it's in Westlands. It's the jam. The Boys Live, of course. Solo, Mato,
Timo,
and Chalo, and of course one Siliko in the building. So we had reached high school, of course.
Yes.
School, Nairobi School. You don't call it as high school. It's called a school.
Yes.
Because men go there.
Nairobi School.
So after Nairobi School, where did you find yourself?
I found myself in a country called India. Yes. Because, you know what happened? In Nairobi School, after a level, you remember our year is the year they introduced something called double intake. It's only the year that they also introduced NYS training.
Yes, the compulsory one.
You go to NYS, then you go to university. So that cab there, I found myself, let me take a shortcut, but when I reached India, I realized what I wanted to do is a postgraduate course. So I had to go another route to another course, then I do the course I wanted to do, because I wanted to do law. And law is a postgraduate course in India, so I had to do something else before I do law.
Very interesting. So in that part before, as soon as you leave high school, before you go to university, we know that young men have a lot of energy to expound.
Yes.
There must have been clubs that you maybe frequented. There must have been places that you used to go to enjoy yourselves. Try and help us relieve some of those memories.
Wow. Yes. There were clubs in Nairobi here. There used to be a club on this street called Visions.
Yes, Kimathi Street.
Yes. On Kimathi Street.
Brilliant. Any other good memories?
Then we used to have a cameo where you can go and watch movies continuously.
And train in karate and judo.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
So what is your favorite song?
Then we will go and watch we'll go and watch football. Maya playing FC.
So we'll take it that you're a AFC fan.
Yes, that is correct. And my best friend was a Koromaya fan, so when we got the stadium, we part ways.
So, thinking about it, you went out. What is your favorite genre of music? Or genre, what is who's your favorite artist?
MJ,
Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Yes.
That one we have to play a song, boy.
Lazima.
Actually, now let's now just move into the various parts of your life. So, if Tim was to go home this evening, and was to pour himself a drink, what drink would this be? And if he was to read a book, what book is he reading at this point in time?
Okay. The book I'm reading right now is The Promised Land by Obama.
That's a good one.
Yes. And sometimes I don't read one book, I read many books at the same time. I have this habit of getting bored along the way, and I keep it aside. I start another one. Then after some time, I'll go back and read.
Yeah. Is it something to do with lawyers? Because I know someone who does that, who's a lawyer. They start reading, they're like, wait a minute, let me check something else here.
Yes.
And then they forget that train of thought that happened.
Because in law, when we normally just refer. You go to a book. You want to refer something, you check what you want, you keep it away. You look another book like that and continue. I love music also. I love music. And I really love African music. Rumba.
Yes. Nice.
I love rumba. All rounder. I love soul. I love good music, even reggae.
Fabulous. Yeah. Fantastic. Speaking of law, you went to India. You studied.
I did political science. This guy was saying is a political science.
Yes. So you did political science.
I did a bachelor of arts and a majoring in political science.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, I went and enrolled for law in a university called University of Delhi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I came here and I went to school of law and graduated in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Where did you first practice?
Where Tangula and Kamban Advocates,
yeah,
mm-hmm. At Corner House, that is where I started. But after that, I went and opened my own office, which is still there.
But still there.
Yes.
What law do you practice?
Those days, I was actually a criminal lawyer. I used to represent all the Wanukus, the Washushu.
Was that deliberate? As you moved into that one, or it just—it
was exciting, actually.
Okay,
exciting. Yeah, because these guys, when you sit with them, you insist for them to tell you the truth before you can represent them.
Mm.
Because if he lies and the other side have all the evidence, he'll be fixed. So when he tells me the truth, then I understand how I can frame my case.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the idea is to try and circumnavigate around the evidence that has been presented.
You wait for the prosecutor to make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, you mock their mistakes.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you have talked about mistakes. Was there ever, during your time, was there ever a time you lost a case because you missed something? The first case you ever handled, how did it go?
The first case I've ever handled, I went before a very, very judge who was very, intimidating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you're just sweating before you say a word because the guy is so intimidating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You say something and he looks at you and says, "Where did you go to school?"
That sounds familiar. Sounds like my dad.
And how did you manage around it?
Eh?
How did you manage your way around it?
So, you have prepared thoroughly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then we reach there, the guy asks one question and everything
falls.
If I press, you just remain blank. And then he realizes you have panicked. I say, okay, do you want me to give you time to relax? Then he sees you are not saying anything. Then he calls the next case. Relax. In that time, your client is looking at you.
So we're actually speaking to the MP Westlands, Tim Wanyonyi. Will be back. We'll be now talking about his political career.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a mistake? Was it by fluke? How did he? How was he called in?
What pushed him into
what
politics?
Pushed him into politics? Yes. And also we need to discuss the device you are on right now.
Okay.
How did you got there? Right now, this is the jam, of course. The boys live, Solo, Timo, Mato, Chalo, Sliko, Babzo, all O's, and all of everyone listen to us. Please ask us questions. I've seen a couple of people with some swellies, so we'll pass them through him. The best mix of music.
Capital FM.
What an amazing two tracks we're listening in. Great memories, especially for Martin Karaoke. Something profound happened to Martin.
This is the jam by 98.4 Capital FM. Charles Kiari and Martin Karaoke. We have the Honorable Tim Wanyonyi in the building. Yeah. Slick Cobain playing some amazing
Beautiful.
Music. And of course, in the background, we have a cameraman, Babs himself. A man from Standikisa. But Standikisa.
Wait.
You don't know Standikisa? It's not far. So just after Nini.
Standikisa is in Butere.
Butere. Simbali sana kutoka hapa. So, sasa. Now, that song they just played.
Yeah.
Shoriako.
Mm.
There's a clinic in Jerusalem that boys used to be taken at Jericho, I think, for initiation. Just before that thing happened, the snip.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was the songs that I play.
Yeah. It was like Shauriako.
Exactly. Shauriako. And like a doctor, I think I'd come from a small pint.
Yeah.
And he was shaking.
It's called a tipple.
It's a tipple.
Mm.
His hands were not very steady.
There used to be like a place in a place called Bahati. Yeah. For those who know Bahati, where guys used to go for some nyama choma and a small tipple before now. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're that guy who was doing those things that us guys were undergoing at that point in time,
yes.
Hey.
And why those clinics always used to have a bar downstairs, I do not understand. But let's concentrate on the honorable
matters at hand. Yes.
Yeah. So
yes.
When you finished, when you came back to Nairobi, did you come back straight to Nairobi from India?
Yes, I did.
Where did you live first? Na nyumba yako ilikuwa kubwa je in feet?
He's smiling.
I lived in high rise.
Ah.
You know high rise?
Yes.
Yes. The houses, the only problem there was water.
Still is.
We used to buy water from Kibera.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I first entered that house, there was water.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to showered, and all the neighbors came and stood outside and started waiting. Kwani machi metoka watu. This guy is in a shower. Then after one day, there was no water.
Oh.
That shower dried. So all what we do, we buy jerrican from Kibera.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. That's where I stayed first.
Yeah.
The second place I stayed is in Kimathi.
Yeah. You went to Omado.
Omado.
Yes.
Not bad houses there.
That's the kinds of houses.
Mm.
From there, I went to. That's when I, after my accident.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that.
Then I went. There's a place there near Wilson Airport called. It's called what? Airport View.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mbagadi.
Yes, Mbagadi Road.
Mm-hmm. Now called Raila Odinga Way.
Yes. It's called the Way.
Yes.
You want to go to State House? Yeah. That's the way.
So then do you have a family?
Yes, I do.
This love of your life, mm-hmm. How did you meet her?
Yeah, at what point
and
now of moving
her?
Around Nairobi?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At what point I met her? When I came from India, and I went to a restaurant to have a meal. It used to be a restaurant on Moy Avenue called the Generations Grill.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And when I entered there, I saw a lady sitting on a table, and I looked at her, and our eyes met, and the next thing I realized she had left.
Ah.
So I asked the waiter, who is that? Then luckily he knew her, and I'd make sure I went to that restaurant every day until I met her.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And this is the era before mobile phones.
Before phones, the only thing was there is either you call from the booth or you make an appointment before you leave office, things like that. So
you went to that restaurant every day, hoping that she'll come back.
How long did it take you until you met her? Because this we're just trying to see how patient.
Exactly. Were you like Jacob, 7 years or?
After like 1 week,
yeah.
Then I bounced on her again.
Mm-hmm.
And this time I was quick enough to move and introduce myself, mm-hmm. and then we struck a chat. Yeah. And I took her address and we started.
Quoting.
Yes.
Let's use those words.
So, many years down the line, how many How has the family grown since then? That time you were two.
Yes. I have three children. Yeah. And one wife still. We are still very, very close. Yeah. And I think one thing that met us, you know, stick very close is that we bonded very well. We became the best of friends.
Nice.
We'll do so many things together until some people used to call us twins.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then God blessed us with twins.
Wow.
Oh. Yes. Our firstborn are twins. Then we have a son.
All right. Moving. Let's move quickly into politics. How did you join politics?
I think I always say I joined politics by default.
Yes.
Yes. Because in 2007, okay, let me give a history of my family. My family, my father was a councillor those days in the 70s. My brother Moses joined the politics at the multi-party era when the multi-party started. He was nominated by then President Moi.
Yes.
And then from there, he went on and be for elective position. But that is not what determined my politics. No. My politics determined by one, Raila Odinga.
Ooh.
My mentor, my everything. Because in 2007, he drafted me in his presidential campaign. And I was representing people with disability. And on his launch of his presidential bid, I was one of the people who proposed to him to be the president of Kenya.
Yes.
And from there, then I was nominated to be a councillor at Nairobi City Council. Then after that, 2013, I went and invited in Westlands. That's how it began. And I think I don't regret it. I think so far, I've enjoyed my politics. That's why you see I'm not a very loud politician.
Yes.
I really do my politics very carefully because sometimes we know that people pretend that the things they say in public there, they don't account for them. Those things you say, they will either define your character or they even tell who you are, actually. Because people pretend that it was politics. It's like a man who says, I was drunk and said these things. No, that thing is your mind. So sometimes you must weigh what you say, and you must also listen to yourself. What you are saying, is it? Does it represent you? And that's why even people who campaign for me, I tell them, don't do what I cannot do myself.
Okay.
So if you go there out there and you want to beat up people, that is not me. If you go out there and you stand on the podium and abuse people, that is not me.
Yes.
And anybody who sees that will say, no, that is not Tim. Yeah.
So you faced a very big challenge this year. You were supposed to run for governor.
Nairobi.
So your banners everywhere,
yes.
And then you are asked to step down for someone else.
Yes.
How did you come to the decision to step down, and what were you told so that you could step down?
You know, we formed a coalition between Jubilee and ODM, and one of the agreements of the coalition was that the positions that were held by Jubilee previously remain with the Jubilee. The positions were held by ODM remain with the ODM, and that's how it came to that. Because in the beginning, that was not part of the agreement, but in the process, because they say that some of these party primaries they cause a lot of havoc. You can go to party primaries and people come there, you are injured, people are annoyed, and all manner of things, and then you end up losing seats or vying against each other in the same coalition. So it was agreed that the governor, because it was for Jubilee, it remains with Jubilee. So when we were called, myself and those who are vying in Jubilee, Richard Katia and Agnes Kagure, we were called in State House and we were told, this is the position, and we are going to move like that. So some of us were offered various positions. I was offered to be a deputy governor. I said no, because I wanted to be governor. I don't want to be deputy. So they asked me what else. I said, I can go back to my Westland seat. Yes.
Nice. So there's this new slogan I've been seeing all over Nairobi, and you'd say, Sio mimi ni sisi.
Yes,
I really like it.
Yes.
So what have you done for Westlands, and what is your projection for Westlands in the next 5 years?
Yeah. Sio mimi ni sisi. It just means it's not about me. It's about us.
Yes.
Yeah. And the African philosophy is that I am because we are.
Yeah.
Yes. Since we are, therefore I am.
Yes.
Because I exist because we are. What I've done in Westlands is, one, I restored order in Westlands. First of all, Westlands would be a very violent place. Nowadays, peace. Even those who are campaigning there, they have got even the right to complain about themselves because nobody is harassing them.
They are having self-talk.
They talk to themselves, yes, and think that team will respond. Maybe I'll send some people to go and beat them. Nothing doing. We are just in a competition. First of all, I always tell them, we are not enemies. You are my competitor. If I beat you, unisalamie. Nikikushinda, unisalamie. So we continue like that. But I allow space for everybody to campaign. Like right now, I have 10 people running against me. I'm not worried.
And we know you'll beat them.
I'll beat them hands down. I said in another forum that I'll leave them gasping for air.
So let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Now, as a voter who resides in Westlands, what does Tim have planned for me for the next 5 or 10 years?
Yeah.
Now, for the past 10 years, I've been working so much on infrastructure, especially in schools. I've done so much improvement in schools. I've built 4 new second schools in Westlands from the scratch to now they're fully equipped with the enrollment ranging to over 500 in each of the schools. I've refurbished my primary schools and the enrollment just shot up from just less than 1,000. Some schools are having almost 3,000 kids in those schools. Now people have confidence that they can take children to public school instead of taking them private schools because the environment is good, the teachers are enjoying their work, and every parent who comes there, they see the environment school is as good as in the private school. I set up even computer labs before the government did. Yes, in all my primary schools. I set up computer labs for all the primary schools and equipped them. And the other things we have done is youth empowerment. I have a program on women called Tepo Bangi, and women have really been empowered there because when I went there, I used to have queues of people in my office. Nowadays, nobody comes there.
Okay.
My youth, we started a program called Admirati Mitaani, and we'll source for equipment if those who are in business, whatever they wanted, because we allow everybody to choose what is good for them. And we pushed it, and most of them are okay. My next program is now just focus on empowerment and capacity building so that we allow people also to grow, because I tell my youth, you'll not be a youth forever. There's a stage where you have to exit from being a youth and become somebody else. So these are some of the programs that we want to push through. Education is my pet project, because when you want to help people, you liberate them through education. And we have, I have a foundation that pays school fees for children across the country. We started it actually to pay for children with a disability, but we expanded it because we realized there are other needy children all over. So we pay school fees for them. We also use the CDF to pay school fees and on like that. And I believe the people of Westland are happy.
The lighter note, because the time is running.
Yes.
You are facing off against your brother, your elder brother. You guys talk. Raila and Tosha, this side is Ruto. How does that at home? If you guys say, for example, meet up for dinner.
We never talk politics at home.
That's nice. Interesting. Very good.
Yes. So his politics ends there. It ends there. We come home. We are family.
Ah, beautiful. Very good. quickly, someone just commented and said, can you help with the Kangemi Market and the bus stop?
Westlands bus stop. Both of them, Westlands and Kangemi.
Yes. What can be done there? Crazy. Because it's been crazy. Even with the construction and the road.
I think a week ago there were some demonstrations there. So.
Because of the road, they will keep on moving them. Mm. You know, the traders were actually on a road reserve, but the market is inside.
Mm-hmm.
The market is much inside, and during the reign of Kidero,
mm-hmm.
when he was the governor,
yes,
the World Bank had given the Nairobi County government money to build a market in Kangemi,
mm-hmm.
of a big market that will have actually absorbed all the people there, but there was a dispute on the land there. So the World Bank withdrew that over, but still there is a chance for the county government, because the space is there, they can come and rebuild that market, a big market that can accommodate everybody there, can take everybody, all those people who are on the street, who are on the road reserve. Move them back in the market, and it will be quite some order.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Anyway, thank you very much for coming through. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah.
And wish you all the best in your endeavors.
Mm-hmm.
For those who would like to follow, do you have any social media avenues?
Yeah.
What we will do is we'll tweet them, we'll share them with you. So you'll actually know where you can follow Tim. And I know some of you have asked about his plans for people living with disabilities. I think he'll be able to answer that and much more on his social media avenues. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yes. It's been an honor. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
God bless you too.